You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin and Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. We are opening the musical part of our broadcast service with the selection entitled Beautiful. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings. We thank you for your love. Thank you for the gift of your dear Son. And we're thankful for salvation through him. We're also thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. And we're trusting that wherever our program is being heard, the precious Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each heart. Now we know that you see our congregation, and we know that you love them, and we're praying that you'll minister to them, bless them, and help them according to their needs, whether it be physical or spiritual. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you from week to week, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing. We appreciate those who have taken time to let us hear from them, and we would invite you to write us. Let us know that our broadcast is a blessing to you, and we'll be giving you our mailing address at the close of our broadcast today. Our thoughts for today's broadcast are entitled, God's Beautiful Plan. And we will read from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, and also 11 through 13. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, to everything there is a season, and a time of every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Now dropping down to verse 11, He hath made everything beautiful in His time. Also, He has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Beautiful, in part, means having beauty, very pleasing to the eye, ear, mind, and so forth, an exclamation of approval or pleasure. Isn't that beautiful? God's creation, let's consider that for a few moments as we think about God's beautiful plan. God made a beautiful world in which He has given us the privilege of living in. Man has done a lot to destroy a lot of things, but the world is still a beautiful place. And there's no question in my mind that God is the one that created this beautiful world on which we live. I realize that many people do not believe that, and they make fun of those who do believe it. But I read in the scriptures, and that, of course, is what I am guided by, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. He went on and created various things, and he said, it is good. And then, finally, he created man, which was indeed the crown of his creation here on earth. But now let us look at this beautiful world in which God has made. Have you stopped to consider the beautiful rose, the red, deep red colors, and other colors of roses and other flowers? Have you stood and looked at the rippling brook as it wandered down through the fields? And have you ever stopped to look at the beautiful green grass on the hillsides, and maybe cattle out there eating, satisfying their hunger? Have you ever looked at the beautiful birds, the various variety of birds, the different colors of birds? Some of them are very beautiful indeed. And have you, in the nighttime, looked up into the starry heavens and wondered at the great handiwork of Almighty God? You know, the more that the astrologers are finding out, the more convinced I become that God indeed created the heavens and the earth. They talk about the Big Bang, but you know, they never tell us where that big mass came from for the Big Bang to bang. No, God created the heavens and the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So we read in Psalm 19, verses 1, 2, and 3. Did you know that the stars spoke English? Did you know that they spoke German, Spanish, Portuguese, and so on? The psalmist said, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Regardless of who they are, regardless of what language they speak, when people look into the starry heavens, the heavens speak to them and tell them there is indeed an Almighty God. I remember as a boy when I was living on the farm in North Carolina, back then you could see the stars, and the heavens were full of them. And what an amazing sight it was, a beautiful sight indeed. So the earth is the Lord's, it's a beautiful world, and we thank God for the privilege of living in it. And as I mentioned, God then created man. Yes, he created Adam, and then he said, it's not good. He had created all these other things, and he was talking about how good it was. But when it came to Adam, after he had created Adam, he said, it's not good. Yes, the one thing he said was not good, and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. And I'm sure all of us men will agree to that. And so God created, he formed Eve, a woman, and brought her to Adam, and he performed the first wedding ceremony. Adam and Eve became husband and wife, and God said that a man should leave his father and his mother, and he should cleave unto his wife, and they twain should be one flesh. What a beautiful thing that God ordained when he created Adam and Eve and gave them to be husband and wife. What a beautiful thing, and God intended for it to be beautiful for all of creation. It is sad indeed that there is so much trouble between so many husbands and wives today, quarreling and bickering and breaking up of homes and all that. That's not God's plan. No, God had a beautiful plan for the family of man. And when he created Adam and Eve, he told them to be fruitful and to multiply. And that's another beautiful thing. Whenever children are born into a family, what a beautiful thing that is. The psalmist said in the 139th Psalm in the 14th verse, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So God formed Adam and Eve. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. He ordained family. And what a beautiful thing it is whenever a father, a mother, and their children are living for God. They fear God. They're keeping His commandments. You know, the Lord would not have compared His church to the family if it had not have been a beautiful sight, because His church is the most beautiful woman in the world. Yes, the church is the bride of Christ, and she's the most beautiful woman that ever existed. But the next thing to it is the family. Yes, the next thing to the church and the beauty of the church is the family. And God ordained for it to be a beautiful family, a happy family, a contented family. It is sad indeed that so many people have rejected God and rejected God's way, and they are bringing upon themselves heartache, misery, and woe because they have rejected God's beautiful plan. So God is the one who ordained marriage. Yes, God ordained marriage. It didn't come up out of evolution and finally people began to get married. God ordained marriage. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, and also verse 12. And we read again in the Psalms 127:3, Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. And happy is the man who has his quiver full of them, the Bible says. Now, we are talking about God's beautiful plan, but we cannot overlook the fact that sin entered the world, and sin mars God's beautiful plan. Yes, sin mars God's beautiful plan. First of all, sin separates you from God. Your sins have separated between you and your God and has hid His face from you. The wages of sin is death. So sin mars God's beautiful plan, first of all, by separating you from God, robbing you of spiritual life and of the peace that God intended for you to have. It brings selfishness. The spirit Garrett, the get spirit is so prevalent in the world today. People will do this and they'll do that to get whatever they want to get, whether by hook or crook, as the saying is. And so sin brings selfishness. The spirit of get, greed, broken homes, wrecked lives, and death, both spiritual and physical. God's beautiful plan to restore man is another thing that is beautiful. Yes, God saw sinful man, and He had a plan. Yes, He had the plan before He ever created the world. And God's beautiful plan to redeem mankind is indeed a beautiful plan. And it restores man to the plane of holiness that God intended for him to have and to live whenever He formed man. Yes, God's beautiful plan involved the Lord Jesus Christ. An angel visited a young lady in Nazareth, and he told her that she was to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she inquired as to how this could be, and the angel explained to her how it would be. And she said, Be it unto thy handmaiden according to thy will. And so it was that while they were in Bethlehem, they left Nazareth and went down to Bethlehem. So it was that while they were there in Bethlehem, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she, Mary, brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Don't you imagine he was a beautiful baby? Yes, indeed, he was a beautiful baby. That's Luke chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Now, Jesus came into this world. He grew to manhood. He went about living a beautiful life and ministering to the needs of the people. Yes, he had compassion. He had love. He had concern for the people. And he went about doing good unto all men. But the religious people, especially those in Jerusalem, did not appreciate his teaching and his exposing them of their hypocrisy. And so Jesus Christ gave his life so that we could have life. Yes, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The cross, dying on the cross, was not a beautiful thing, but it was a part of God's overall beautiful plan to redeem man from the life of sin that he had chosen to live. Free to live a beautiful life. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. So we read in Psalm 149 and 4. God's way is indeed a beautiful way. It is a holy way. It is a righteous way. And you're not really living if you're not living for Christ and if you're not living in Christ. Paul wrote to Titus, therefore, the grace of God hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, I mentioned earlier on the broadcast about fathers, mothers, and children. Let me go back to that thought, for we read in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1, children, obey your parents, for this is right. Yes, children, if you want to live a beautiful life, one of the things that's so essential and necessary is that you obey your parents. And, of course, it is important that the parents be the kind of parents God would have them to be. For we read again here in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. I was in a certain restaurant in Jacksonville, North Carolina, some years ago with my daughter and her husband, and there was a couple came in there with a child that was so, well, the manager finally came to them and asked them to take the child out. It was causing such a disturbance and acting so ugly. I was in a restaurant in Hickory, North Carolina, wife and I, and there was a couple that came in there with two children, and they were so well behaved. My wife said to the waitress as we got ready to leave, will you please tell that couple how much we appreciate the fine conduct of their children? Yes, what a difference. God ordained that families live beautiful lives, and he has given us a plan in his word. He has given us the instructions in his word as to how we can bring that to pass. Now, death is an enemy, but it is appointed unto man once to die. And death is indeed an enemy. We read in 1 Corinthians 15:26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. God's plan of the resurrection is also a beautiful plan. No, whenever we die and our body is laid beneath the sod, that is not the end. Absolutely not. That is not our final resting place. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So we read in St. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. We read again in 1 Corinthians 15:52, 53, and 54, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Yes, there will be a resurrection, and our bodies will be changed, and we'll be given a spiritual body likened unto that of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle John said, we don't know yet what we shall be, but we know this. Whenever we see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And those who have lived a righteous and a godly life, lived a beautiful life in this time world, will go to be with the Lord forever. And ever we enter heaven, we will see something more beautiful than we have ever seen on this earth. Yes, when that time comes to pass, we'll behold beauty such as we have never seen before. Beloved, I want to see it. And I thank God for the beautiful plan of mankind, of redemption from sin, and eternal life. And the beautiful part about it is, everyone can have it. Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accomplish good through our efforts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Now, our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can listen to a number of our broadcasts there if you have missed any, and you can also read our monthly magazine. And we invite you to be with us in our services, for they are broadcast live over the Internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.